Ecclesiastes chapter 1, let's just read verse 5. The sun also ariseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. Well, he says a bunch of other stuff there. You know, the verse before, one generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. He's just going through the cycles of things. And so, you know, we want to just take a few minutes here tonight, and I just want to try to encourage you a little bit about this thing. Last week we talked about discouragement, or was that Wednesday night? And yeah, it was. And I mentioned some of these things about not being discouraged because things change. Don't be discouraged with the circumstances because they're always a changing. And that's kind of what this is about tonight. Life's made up of different seasons and times. And the earlier in your life that you get that, the better off you'll be. Life is not the same all the way through. Oh, mercy. Is that an understatement? You're an infant, you're a child, you're a young person, you're an adult, then you're old. For most of your life, you're old. That's the truth now. You don't really feel old. You don't think you're old, but everybody else thinks you're old. But the sooner that we get it down, that there's a time, a beginning. There's a time, you know, like the day. The sun comes up and the sun goes down. There's a beginning. There's a morning. And the freshness of the morning. And, you know, all is before you. And you expect only the best to happen. And your future is bright and full of good things. Now, I know most of you don't get out of bed like that every morning. But you ought to. Y'all know anybody that gets up and, whoopee, it's another day. And there's some people like that. They just pop right up there and they're ready to go. And other people, it's just like you got to drag them out of the tomb and pour water on them. And I was telling Seth a while ago, Alyssa was asleep on the couch the other day down there, and I had to wake her up for some reason. Well, it's time to go. And she just wouldn't wake up. I mean, you remember that? You remember Barney Fife that time when they was trying to wake him up? That's about how she was. She was just, I mean, I kept saying her name. She wouldn't move, and I finally had to shake her a little bit, and then it was like, ah! But, you know, if you only had 2-3 days left to live, I believe when you got up, you'd have a different attitude about this day. Then, see, we think we've got endless days, endless mornings. We don't think it's ever going to end, really. We live like we think it. Now, everybody will say, well, I know my days are numbered. I know. But you really don't know. We don't. There's something in us that closes that out, and we just live life like we spend money, like there ain't no end to it. Long as there's plenty, we just spend freely. And it's only when we get right close to the end of it that we start tightening up and saying, whoa, here now, wait a minute, what are we going to do? That's the way it is with life. We live our days just wasting them, really. We don't think about the... And let me tell you something, the older you get, if you're sober-minded at all, you're going to get more conscious and sensitive about that. Wasting your life. I've wasted this day of my life. Every day counts. Mercy. There are days that have made a big difference in my life. Well, is today one of them? Is tomorrow one of them? Will it be? Will it be? It might be. So when the sun comes up in the morning, we ought to look at the day. I mean, in all that's before us, there's a season of life that's like that. You know, we in the morning of our life, we look down the road and we don't look very far. I was thinking about that today when we were talking around the house there. You know, it's just when you're young, it's just real hard for you to look down the road 20 years. When you're old, you can see how important it is. And you try to tell these young people and they won't listen, just like I wouldn't listen, just like you wouldn't listen. It just sounds like a foreign language to them. Why would I be worried about 20 years down the road? It's just the fact, when you're in the beginning of this thing, I mean, the whole day is before you. And a lot of people, you know, I know people, I've known people in the past, they wouldn't, you couldn't drag them out, you couldn't blow them out of the house with dynamite, you couldn't scare them with a bear in the house. They was not coming out of the house till 11 o'clock in the morning. I knew a guy like that. You know who I'm talking about. We'd be there at 7 o'clock working. He'd finally come dragging out about 11 o'clock. And then we's done by 4 o'clock or so. We's done. And well, he was just getting started. You know, he wanted to work till 10, 11 o'clock at night. Well, we didn't. The day's gone. Now, that's the way it is with me. If I get up in the morning, if I don't get out there and get started early, 9:30 or 10 o'clock, man, I've done lost all the steam. I just can't hardly get her up again to go. It's just, I can talk myself out of it real easy. Ain't no use starting now. It's almost dinner time. Time I get out there and get started, it'll be time to come in and eat dinner. Might as well just sit here. You getting what I'm talking about? I mean, that's the way life is. You know, if you don't get some sense about you and realize there's just so many hours in the day, or have you ever sat there and just frittered away the time, then you look at your watch and say, oh, no. You ever done that?
Yes.
You've lost. I more and more, now, you know, the way things are and everything, I get up in the day and I think, man, I've lost the day. I've lost the day. I haven't accomplished a thing. Ain't done all that I got to do, and I ain't got a thing done. The sun rises, and the sun goes down. Now, those who realize and learn early that this is the way it is, the better off you're going to be, and the better able you're going to be to make the most of life. I'm just telling you that. That's a fact. If you get an idea in your head, you're only young for a little while. You're only a child for a little while. You're only young for a little while. You're only an adult, you know, middle age, whatever you want to call it, an adult. You know, we talked about that some time ago, and I tried to stress to you that you're really not an adult. You know, you're still a young person until your young person leaves home. That's when you become an adult. That's when you start really thinking like an adult. Something about it and the things that happen just kind of jars you loose and wakes you up. I was talking to the UPS driver. He lives right up over the hill here the other day, and he's at the house. Something said about the grandkids and everything. And anyway, he said he's fixing to have a grandkid, and his second one. I said, well, wasn't that kind of a shocker to you? How'd you deal with that when that come along? He said, well, it wasn't that bad. I told him, I said, well, it kind of was for me because it just kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't really expecting it. I remember we was just laying in bed one night, and I was about 36 years old. I think Seth would have been about 17, 18, something like that. Let me think here. 21, yeah, something like that. Anyway, I just told her, I said, whoa, hair, what in the world? And I was just thinking. I said, you know, in 2 or 3 years, we could be grandma and grandpa. And there wasn't nothing in them lined up yet. I mean, I just realized, you know, these kids are this old. And when we got married, we was this old. And I just thought, and I said, no. What in the world is this? I ain't grandpa. I mean, it just kind of jars you. That's the way it happens. It sneaks up on you. Don't it? Don't it sneak up on you, Dad?
Yeah. 39, pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't it sneak up on you? Age, time, Brother Mike. It does, don't it? You just wake up and... I got so used to being the kid everywhere, the young guy. I still have that in my mind. I mean, I feel like I'm the young guy and I'm the old guy. I don't see myself the way you guys see me and the way everybody else sees me everywhere I go. I'm me. Hey, I'm the same guy here. Sort of. But it's a difference. The seasons have changed. They change real slow, and then all of a sudden, here it is. Ain't that how it is? You can kind of feel fall in the air right now, can't you? Yesterday, today, it's just there. You can't really put your finger on it, but you know. It just kind of teases you as it slips up on you. But, you know, one of these days soon, in just a few weeks, I mean, it'll really be fall. There'll be frost on the pumpkins. And then you'll say, wow, this sure happened fast. That's the way your life is too. I know you're young, and if you're here and you're young, you don't understand what I'm saying to you. But you watch and see what happens. It'll sneak up on you. And it'll change. Well, the point I'm trying to make, though, is not all of that. I just want to drive that home for a little bit. The sun rises, the sun sets. We're given our life to live one day at a time. Now, that's important about this. We're given our life one day at a time. Lord, teach us to number our days. You can't live your life all at once. You can't do everything all at once. You can't be young and old at once. You're either young or you're old. You're in one season or another of your life. And the Bible said in Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now there you go. That's the first thing you ought to say when you get out of bed of a morning. This is the day the Lord made. He's given me another day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I ain't going to complain. I ain't going to grumble. I ain't going to murmur. I ain't going to be frustrated and aggravated and mad at everybody and disgruntled. I'm going to be content. I'm going to be satisfied. Every day of our life is a reminder from God what life is about. Every day. Every day. We're going to go home here in a little bit. Oh, 3 or 4 hours from now, everybody will be in the bed asleep. Most everybody. Yeah, dead. You won't even be aware of what's going on around you. Some of you, the house could fall down around you and you wouldn't even know it. that's a thing of the season of youth. You know, I've told you before how it was. We was gonna get married and I rented this house. I was staying there 2 or 3 weeks before we got married. I had a job there in town, so I had an alarm clock, one of them old things that had two bells on the top of it, and you wound it up with a spring, and it'd go tick-tock, tick-tock all night. Some of you young people can't even sleep with that. You can't stand it in the house. Tick-tock, tick-tock. It drives me nuts. Man, I'd go to sleep like a log with that thing a-ticking, but it wouldn't wake me up for nothing. It just... until it just... run the spring down. I was still laying there... My grandma came beating on the window one morning. Well, the window was open. She just, Mike, wake up in there. You got to be at work. So I took it and put it in a metal dishpan on top of a metal wardrobe so it'd wake me up. Ain't nothing like that now. It's rare that the alarm ever goes off to wake me up. I usually, if I don't want to be sure not oversleep, I'll set it. But I usually turn it off before it goes off. What's the difference? It's a different season. Different season of life. But every day we go to sleep, and every morning we wake up. It's like a resurrection. God is showing us every day we live what life is really about. Day and night are like the tick-tock of a clock, marking time as it passes, day and night. It's a real slow tick-tock to us, but I'm telling you, it sure does make a difference. You ever try to watch the hands of a clock moving? It's hard to see it, isn't it? Unless you look away. If you're looking right at it, you don't even see time a-moving, but time's a-moving. It's kind of that way when you're young. I'll never grow up. I'll never be 16. I'll never be 18. I'll never be 21. I'll never be married. Oh, and then it's, you know, I don't want to be 30. I don't want to be 40. Yep. Wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. Time is precious, so we need to learn to make the most of it. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Don't waste it. Get time, you know, time you've lost, make it up. Run a little faster. Do a little more. Work a little harder. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 also says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Boy, ain't that the truth. Esther works in a nursing home. Very obvious there that the days are evil. Trouble is on the way in this life. Better enjoy today if it's trouble-free. If your kids are all healthy and you're happy and you got what you need, or whether you don't, you still ought to be happy. You ought to rejoice in that day that the Lord hath made and be glad. The sun is a constant reminder that time is continually passing. Like the sun, time never stands still. I read the other day somewhere, and I'm jumping ahead of myself again, but I was reading this crazy crackpot that said that time is just a construct of men. It's not real. Well, tell me that when your hair turns gray, your skin wrinkles up. Tell me time's just an invention of men. What a nut. How do you get that crazy? What in the world? Time's real. Sun comes up, sun goes down. Sun comes up, sun goes down. You ever look at the sky and wonder, how many times has this happened? I do. I look at the sunset and think, this, how many times is this? The earth went around and the sun goes down. Or you get up in the morning and there it comes again. Just like the Bible says. Some people like, I've heard so many times, some people don't know the sun rises gradually. They just get up and there it is. They don't know where it come from. I think Elizabeth the other day put some meme up saying, said and marked me in it for some reason, but about directions, you know, about when I said you go so far and you turn south. She said, what was it you said? All right, Lewis and Clark, now where is it you turn, at the Sonic or at the 7-Eleven, you know? You said, tell some people the sun rises in the east, they don't know which direction to look. You can't stop it. You can't even slow it down. So make the most of it as it passes. There ain't a thing you can do to speed it up or slow it down. Yeah. So you might as well just run with it. Amen. You might as well just get in step and go with it. When it's morning, enjoy the morning. Yes. And be content with the morning in your life. In your life. When it's the morning in your life, when your Maddie's age, you ought to be happy. Life ought to be good. You ought to enjoy every minute of it. You ought to appreciate every day of it. You ought to have enough of a sober mind, even when you're a child, to realize this is the day the Lord hath made. I'll be glad and rejoice in it. I ain't going to murmur and complain and waste the day that the Lord has given me to live feeling miserable and being depressed and being discouraged. I'm going to be happy because God's given me life. And he's given me promises of so much more. One of these days, the sun will stop coming up and going down. One of these days, the heavens are going to roll together as a scroll, and all of this is going to vanish in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Everything's going to be gone. And there's eternity without all the negative things that are in this world that we live in. Pretty rough world. Sin's ruined the place. Made it full of trouble. And all of that. But there's a better day. Yes. Ain't it good to know God and know his word and be a partaker of his grace and his promises and know that when all this is over, the best is yet to come. That they sang about a while ago. When it's day, enjoy the day. When it's morning, enjoy the morning. When it's day, enjoy the day. And do the work that life requires you to do. And be content. Yeah, every day, be that way. But when you're an adult, you've got your little children and your young wife, man, enjoy it. Because there'll come a time when you'll look at her gray hair, and it's your gray hair and wrinkles, and you'll remember. And you'll say, why didn't we enjoy life more? Why'd we spend so much time being unhappy and frustrated and fussing? Boy, if I could do it again. But you can't do that again. That's the thing about time. It's permanent. When time passes, it's done. What's done is done. And there's not a one of us in here that's got any age on us that don't have things like that. We'd give anything if we could just go back and do it again. So that's what I'm telling you here tonight. Minimize that in your future by living today in thankfulness and contentedness because of God, what He's given you. Life, a chance, another day. Every day is another chance. Every day is a new day. What happened yesterday doesn't have to affect today. You can start the day with a new slate. Yes, sir. That's right. That's kind of wonderful too. When it's evening, enjoy the evening. And be content and thankful for the close of the day. Be content whatsoever state you're in. Paul said he'd learned how to do that. Why ain't we learned how to do that? Whatever season of life you're in, be content and enjoy the blessings of that season. You know, there's blessings in every season. So we need to focus on them and not be looking for another season. Somebody was talking the other day about everybody complaining about the weather all the time. Ain't that the truth? You know, we complain about the heat. And we complain about the cold. And in the fall, we complain about the allergies and all the pollen and all of that. And, you know, some people like it this way and some people like it that way. And no, there's blessings of summer. Man, think of it. You got fresh tomatoes out of the garden and squash and all of the things of summer that you can't have in the winter. Won't you just be thankful about that? So what? It's hot. Summer's supposed to be hot. It'll always be hot. We complain. We all got air conditioners in the car, in the house, in the church. I was thinking the other day as I drove by the school up here, all the time I went to school, we didn't have no air conditioning in the school. I said, what? No, no. I went to school in that brick school up on the hill, and there wasn't no air conditioning. Did you have air conditioning when you went there, Dad? No. And I don't even remember being hot in the classroom. I don't even remember. We just went to school. Wasn't no air conditioning. But now we got all this where we can keep our climate control within 1 or 2 degrees at all times. Yeah. And we complain and gripe. Yeah. Can't stand it. Oh, it's 74 degrees in here. It's just too hot. I can't stand it. Turn that thing down. Air conditioner goes out on Saturday, like it always does when it goes out. I don't know how we're going to make it. It's always in the 90s when it goes out. Yeah? But you just make it. And you ought to enjoy the blessings of every season. Fall's coming up here. Ain't it a blessing? I mean, all the leaves will turn colors and everybody will enjoy that. And then we got all the fruits of summer and the harvest and all the things, you know, of fall. Yep. I always look forward to fall. It's my favorite time. But I like winter too, because the spiders all die. Yes. And the bugs and the mosquitoes. And the snakes go somewhere. And they won't bother you no more. I like it. No chiggers either. Them little things, them little demons from hell die when it's 40 degrees. When it gets below 40 degrees, they all die. Yes. So I'm always watching the thermometer, and I'm glad when it happens. And the ticks and all of the things. And I like winter. I hear other people complaining about it. There's things about winter I don't like. I don't like cutting firewood, and I don't like messing with it. Do I? No, I don't. I cut enough wood. It's enough. But I do it, and I enjoy the smell of it. And I enjoy the heat from it. And then spring comes, and everything comes to life again. And just think of all the blessings of every season. Well, life is that way too. When you're a child, you don't have any worries. You don't have any responsibilities. Everything's provided for you. Everything is taken care of for you. You're protected. And you don't have anything to worry about except to learn and prepare for life. And then when you're young and you're married, oh my goodness, you just got, I mean, life's wonderful if you'll let it be. It has its own blessings. Well, yeah, there's hardships. Everybody, when they're young, struggles, usually financially. They struggle with just trying to figure everything out, figure each other out, and figure out how to get along, and try to figure out how to raise these kids and keep them from dying before they get to 10 years old. But you're young, you're strong. You're not tired all the time. You say, "Oh yes, I am." Oh no, you don't know what tired is like. You can go to bed, sleep 7 or 8 hours. Some of you takes 11 or 12, I guess. But it don't do you no good when you get up after 11 or 12. You've passed the peak and you went back down in the hole and you get up feeling terrible. Sleep 7 or 8 hours at the most, and you'll get up just good as new. Man, I used to could work all day long in the hot summertime and come home just exhausted. Go to bed, get up in the morning, and I was good as new. It don't happen that way anymore. I get up feeling just about like I did when I went to bed. Yeah. So enjoy. I mean, you know, enjoy your strength when you're young. The fact that you got a body that just fixes itself every time the sun goes down. Your strength is renewed every day. Amen. These girls that are expecting, they're not smiling at me. Yeah, but that'll change too. Yeah, I seen what one person we all know said. She said, "One thing I'm thankful for, most thankful for, is that I'm not pregnant." Oh, my goodness. In the day, you got to work. Mm-hmm. You know, in the morning, most of us will get up and we'll work. We'll work during the day. When you're young, that's what you're doing. You're having babies, and you're taking care of little ones, and it's wearing you to a frazzle, you think. Well, you're putting in your time. My mom always told me, she said, you'll never pay for your raising until you raise your own. Right. You never realize what was sacrificed, what was spent, What was required of your mom and dad to get you grown until you have to pay the same price. But the reward is coming too for you. Y'all understand that? I mean, you got to work before you can get a payday. Now, I know that we're living in a generation here, they want a paycheck, but they don't want to work. But it just won't work like that. You got to put in your time, or they ain't going to pay you at the place you work. And you've got to put in your time, or you're not going to reap the benefits of life. There's seasons. There's morning, and there's the day, and there's the evening. And people, when they get to the evening, they ought to be satisfied also, and they ought to be happy. And we know some who are. We know some who aren't, don't we? Some of the happiest people in their old age are some of the people Many times, they're the people who've had the hardest life during the daytime. They're thankful for the rest. They're thankful for the fruits of their labor. They've got something to show for what they worked for. And they're content and happy about it too. And that ought to be your goal and through life. You know, you ought to... I mean, if I'm 80 years old, like Dad, I got another day to live. Tomorrow morning when I get up, I'll open my eyes and I ought to say, this is the day the Lord has made. Give me one more. I'm going to be glad. I'm going to be happy and rejoice in it. But whatever season of your life that you're in, you ought to be content and you ought to enjoy the blessings of that season. Philippians 4, verse 11 says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Most people wish their life away by always wanting time to pass faster because they aren't satisfied where they are. There's a point you get to, though, in life where you stop wishing that. Yeah. If I feel like this now, what am I going to feel like in 10 more years? Slow this thing down. Where's that fountain of youth? They got something you can drink to stop this? Some pill you can take to stop this process? But when you're young, see, you're in a big hurry. You get tired of being a kid. Everybody thought I was a kid until I was about 27 or 8 years old. And then I don't know. Maybe I grew sideburns or something. I don't know. Ain't nobody accuses me of that anymore. I went to buy something at the store here a while back, and it was one of them items they had to card people for, you know, with all the meth heads and idiots around now. They got to card you for paint and stuff. Yeah. She said, well, she looked at me and said, well, I guess you're 18 years old. Ha ha ha. They was offering me senior discounts when I was 41 years old. That's how fast things changed. And they ain't even offering them to me now. I got to ask for them if I want them. But godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. Since time is continually passing, there's no need to despair of present circumstances, because they'll change. Seasons change. The sun comes up, sun goes down. It's a cycle continually. When Noah got off the ark, God told him, he said, seed time and harvest, hot and heat and cold, are not going to change. From now on, this is the way it's going to be. There's going to be seasons, and it's always going to be changing. You can mark your calendar by it. You can mark time by it. The seasons. Everything's going to keep changing. Every day is a new day. No need to despair about today. Tomorrow's a new day. See, the old timers had little sayings like that. They understood this. I wonder where they got that. From the Word of God. This is the counsel of God. Don't despair today. Tomorrow's a new day. Don't despair in this season of your life, because there's another season coming. It's right around the corner. It says, and hasteth to his place where he arose. Did you notice that in the verse we read? While you sit in darkness, a new day is being prepared for you. Did you ever think of that? Remember when Paul and them were on that ship and all hope that they would be saved was lost. So they cast out everything and says they hoped for the day. Tomorrow's another day. Maybe it won't be as bad as this day was. Ever have a bad day? Yeah, there's some red letter days on my calendar. Every time they roll around, I remember. I'm glad every day is not like that. I'm glad better days came. Tomorrow's another day. And hasteth to where he came from. No matter how long the night may seem, the morning is coming. Weeping may endure for a night, But joy cometh in the morning. Why? Because it's a new day. Psalm 30 and verse 5. And time always passes faster than you think it's going to. The sun hasteth to his place. It passes faster than you think it's going to pass. I promise you that. I can't believe it. I mean, it's just like yesterday. I mean, I remember. How old are you, Gary? 23? 24? 23? I remember when I was 23. It just seems like, what? What happened? Where did all the time go? Well, hasted. Time flies, they say. Boy, it sure does. You say, well, it ain't flying for me. I got to work every day this week, and I sure am dreading it, and I can't wait till next weekend. Rah, rah, rah. Better count each day. Precious. The sun will rise again and again and again. And the sun will set again and again and again. And the seasons are going to change again and again and again in your life. And although we look at the beginning of a thing as the best, God tells us differently than that. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Now, we have a hard time with that. In the end of things for us is nostalgic, it's sad, it grieves our heart, the end of things. God says the end's better than the beginning. Why? Well, there's another day ahead. How many of you have experienced this? When you thought all was lost, it all turned out to be for something much better than what you had to start with. Did you ever experience that? Oh, I have. Had no idea what God was doing. Had no idea that things could actually work that way. But it absolutely did. God's right. The beginning, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. That is, when God has accomplished his purposes. When the harvest is brought in. Well, we can understand it right there, can't we? Ain't that a whole lot better when you're reaping the harvest than when you're out there sweating and planting them seeds and fighting the varmints and the bugs and the pestilence and the weather and hoping for the best? I mean, ain't it much better when it's over and the harvest is in and it's all safely in the barn and you've got all this increase? That's the end of this cycle. That's a whole lot better than it was at the beginning. That's the way everything works. We mourn the end of a thing and we rejoice at the beginning. Just the opposite of what God tells us to do and what we should do and how we ought to look at things. We rejoice when a new baby's born, facing a life of trouble and pain and sorrow and tears and all kinds of trouble in this sinful world. And we are so happy for him. Are we happy for him? Or are we happy for ourselves? Well, it's a miracle. Yes. The fruit of the womb is his reward. Yes. And all of that. But let me tell you something. When you get on the other end of life, you look at that baby and you just almost weep. Thinking about that. I look at these little ones and, you know, I read here a while back, our children are our messengers that we're sending to a time we'll never see. What is that time that I'm never going to see that they are? Does it worry you? Yeah. But we rejoice because of them. And then when somebody dies and goes to heaven, some loved one that we know was right, we stand over the casket and weep and cry and mourn for months. We grieve and feel sorry for ourselves and wish it hadn't happened. And they graduated out of here. You see, we got it backwards. We ought to rejoice about that. Their battle's over. Their labors are ended. They're at rest. They're with God. I mean, they made it. They got it made. We cry about that. See, we're pretty blind. pretty twisted in our thinking about everything. It's amazing that God would put this in his book and say that. The end of a thing. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. You know, he also says that better is the day of one's death than the day of one's birth. It says that right there in that same chapter, chapter 7. It's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. God sure got a lot of different opinion than we do about everything, don't he? He don't look at things like we do, life and death and time. Right, time is not a human invention, as I said a while ago, like I read somewhere the other day. Time is a fact of life. And we do well to take it into account early in our life as we can. Sometimes time is our friend, and sometimes time seems to be our foe. But wherever we are in our life right now, we should be thankful for time. Be thankful for it. And the fact that it never stops moving and taking us with it. People do a lot of thinking about time. You know, you got all these people, they want to throw God out of their thinking, and then they come up with all kinds of ideas about time. Time travel and all of that. What nonsense. What nonsense. There's going to be a time when there's going to be a sound in heaven, and it's going to be declared that time shall be no more. It's going to stop. Can you imagine? Stop. All this time, it's going to stop. Stop this process. Stop this cycles and cycles and cycles. Well, I'll be glad for it, because then it'll be perfect. Everything will be just the way God meant for it to be forever. You won't even have to be looking for another day, because the day has dawned forever. The eternal day. Ain't no more days. This is it. See, that your mind goes error right there. It says E-R-R-R-R, like your calculator. You can't get that. We can't get that. We just can't get that. We can't think outside of time. And we do a real poor job of thinking inside time, because we just don't deal with it like we ought to do. Life is cycles. That's what he's teaching us here. There's a lot more that he said. It's one illustration after another, showing the same thing. Life is cycles. Better wake up. Better run with it. Better be content every day with that day. Better do what you're supposed to do that day. And if it's a bad day, just exit off of the calendar when the sun goes down and say, and hope for the morning. Amen. Well, that's just some good little thoughts. All right, stand with me, Will. I wish I wasn't young, so young. Wish I could do this and that. Well, I wish I wasn't old. Wish I was young again. I really believe that if your heart and mind are right, you won't be like that. I just don't believe you will. I don't want to be young again. I remember, you know, felt good being young. I don't want to go back and do this again. You know why? Now, if I didn't believe there was an eternity, and I didn't believe the promises of God, and that Jesus is preparing a place for me, and he's coming to get me, and take me back there with him, if I didn't believe all that, yes, sir, I'd want to go back. I'd be trying to figure out how I could get back there to young again and start over. Boy, been a lot of seed time and harvest. Been a lot of sunrises and sunsets. And you start getting tired. And you start getting ready to go home. And I think life is, it ought to be that way. I've been around a few people that lived to old age, and that's the way. And the closer they got, the more they got to longing for home. And it wasn't a morbid, depressing, dark thing. No, it was a bright and happy, glorious thing. Yes. Yeah. You know, my hardest trials now are past. My triumph has begun, like the song says. It's the way it ought to be. Old age ought to be, it ought to just shine like the fall colors. It ought to be full of fruits from the labor of a lifetime. And it ought to bring that same happy feeling to your soul of rest and fullness that fall does in harvest time. Amen. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the encouraging words that we can get from this here tonight. Help us, Lord, to number our days. And help us, Lord, to live life with a thankful heart and the hope before us that you've given us. Help us, Lord, to redeem the time and not waste our youth, our young life, the strength of our adulthood and all of that, or the time when we're old. I pray we would not waste any of it, but that we'd live it to the fullest, doing your will in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life. In Jesus' name, amen.